Today is underwritten by Solis Roofing Contractors Incorporated. Solis Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solis Roofing Contractors Incorporated, licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1994 in commercial and residential roofing services. Located in Port St. Lucie, Solis Roofing Contractors is available at 772-336-1633.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
I love you, Lord, with all my heart.
You're doing right doesn't make you righteous. Remember, the fruit is the result of the root that it's connected to. So there's a lot of people in the world that do stuff right. There's a lot of quote-unquote good people by moral standards that are in the world that do things right, but they are not righteous. They won't curse, they won't cheat, they won't steal, but they still are not righteous because the fruit is not connected to the root. Okay, so righteousness is, number one, it's not earned and it is not forced. Remember, we talked earlier on in the message in the series about laboring to enter into his rest. There's a place of rest where things come to you. It's like breathing. When breathing is difficult or, you know, it's hard for you to breathe, then there's something wrong. There's some issues. Breathing is natural. Well, righteousness, if what you are doing and producing that fruit, if it's connected to the right root, then it's just as easy as breathing. It's just as natural as breathing. It's not something you have to force. It's not something you earn. And it only comes in season. See, some that are legalistic, they'll do stuff the same way all the time because they're locked into a routine. You know, they've learned something, and at the beginning it was good, but because they lock into it and just do it anyway. Do you understand? At some point it loses life. It's not producing life. It's not connected to grace because it's just become routine, even though it's good. But see, that's the wrong tree. That's the tree of knowledge of good and evil, you know, where people just do it. How many understand? So it's not earned, it's not forced, and it only comes in season. That doesn't mean when you're out of season that you do evil. Yeah, I ain't in season, so watch out. I don't mean that. But what it does mean is that this type of righteousness cannot be demanded, you know, just doing. And again, we're looking deep. We're looking deep. We're looking at the root. Where is your behavior? Where is your fruit coming from? Is it truly coming from the life source? Is it truly coming from the grace of God? Or is it something you manufacture? Something you've learned how to do church, or you've learned how to be a good Christian. And you know all the Christianese. You know how to do these things. But it's not connected to the life source. Well, you won't experience what the Bible says you will experience. Your righteousness is like the scribes or the Pharisees. You know, they said, do as we say, but don't do as we do. You understand what I mean? So we have to have that true righteousness. Now, let me say this statement again because I think it's very, very profound. Righteousness is not earned, it is not forced, and it only comes in season, which means it cannot be demanded. That righteousness has to flow from a heart that is at rest, a spirit that is at rest. Over time, the fruit that you bear, over time, the fruit that you bear reveals the true nature of the tree. You know, when you're having to force the righteousness, when you are about just a bunch of demands and laws and routines and ordinances, y'all still here? You know, when that's what governs your life, then you have to watch. Test the fruit, because in probability you are an unhappy camper. You're not experiencing the joy of the Lord. You're experiencing a bunch of regulations. You know, but it's not connected to the root where the life source is, where your joy comes from. I mean, serving God should be joy. Serving God is an easy yoke. No matter how busy we are, no matter what our challenges are, no matter how many giants are standing in the gate, serving God is an easy yoke. Jesus said, my yoke is easy. So if your yoke is heavy tonight, you got the wrong yoke. Look at somebody asking, you got the right yoke? Some of us need to notify our face. Don't tell the person next to you. I'm just saying, you know, some of us need to notify your face if you got the right yoke. All right. So over time, fruit reveals the true nature of the tree, its source. As I said earlier, righteousness. And see, this is the wonderful thing. This is the stumbling block, not only to the Jews, but to a lot of believers. Righteousness as a free gift is foolishness. It makes no sense to the natural mind. You know, most people think, well, you know, if I'm going to succeed in the world, I need to work harder. I'm an advocate of hard work, but hard work ain't going to get you there. A whole lot of people work hard, still broke, busted, and disgusted. Still struggling, working hard. Work hard, but that's not the source. Well, I'm just going to work harder. No, we need to work smarter. But the fact of the matter is, where is the root? What is the fruit connected to? Okay? So people that are legalistic in their mindset, their opinion is that we need to earn our righteousness. You need to earn it. There's a verse, somebody find it for me. It's in Isaiah. It's for our righteousness is as a filthy rag. Now, again, righteousness as a free gift, it makes no sense. It's contrary to the natural mind, how we think naturally. Okay, are you all with me? Okay, let me make another statement here. Question, how do you define righteousness? Number one, just think about that a moment. But how you define righteousness determines if you are trying to become righteous or if you believe you are righteous. How you define righteousness. Okay, 64 and 6. Okay, that was close. How you define righteousness determines whether you are trying to become righteous or if you believe you are righteous. Come on. Night and day is different. Everything concerning the finished work and grace awakening in you is predicated upon this. Whether you believe you are becoming righteous or that you are already righteous. And the warfare in the mind is always pertaining to trying to become. How many know that's the devil's lie from the beginning? He's trying to convince you that you need to become something. You know, you ain't there yet. And you know what? If you believe him, you'll never get there. Even in your giving, you won't ever be able to give enough. In your labor, you won't ever be able to do enough. In your prayer life, you'll never be able to pray enough. You'll always feel empty because the root of that fruit is not grace. It's more law. It's more of a demand on your performance and your works. And see, you cancel out access to the grace of God. And again, the grace of God is his ability. Is what he can do versus what you can do or versus what you can't do. Okay, so how you define righteousness determines if you are trying to become righteous or if you believe you are already righteous. Just for the record's sake, I want you to speak forth this affirmation. Just tell somebody, I am the righteousness of God. Right now. If I don't lift the hand to do anything else, it doesn't change what God has done forever. If God were to deny me right now, he would deny the sacrifice that Jesus made. And that ain't, he not going to do that. This has to be the foundation upon which we build. Otherwise, the fruit eventually will frustrate us when things get difficult, when things don't go our way, when it doesn't happen when we think we'll have to, we'll get angry. We begin to flesh out. But it's a whole nother attitude and dimension when you are in grace. You all hell can break loose around you. You know, things can look like they're going south real fast, but you're not moved because your trust is in God. You access the grace through faith and you believe in God. So grace is continuing to flow to you. It's continuing to flow to you. And guess what? God shows up every time. How many know that's the life of the believer? That's a life that is promised to us. God showing up every time. Not sometimes. Every time. All the time. Meeting the need, breaking the yoke, opening the door. Amen. Pulling down the stronghold. You know, it's interesting. I had a dream the other night. And I know in some things that we're doing, you know, by any means or any measurement, we've launched out into deep. And in this dream, I was with someone, and I believe it was an angel, in a vehicle, and we launched out into deep water. And the first thought that I had is, I can't breathe. And I heard a voice behind me say, I got your back. I know it was the Lord. You know what I mean? I know it was God speaking to me, that still small voice, I got your back. You just keep going, keep doing what I'm, you know, instructing you to do. I got your back. Even when you don't understand it, I got you. Come on, see, that's faith that unlocks the grace. See, without faith, you can't unlock the grace. Without faith, God can't tell you, I got your back. Even though he has your back, but when you're not believing, you don't unlock his ability. You understand? And I don't know if lock is a good word, but you don't give God the right away. And see, sometimes it's because of your lack of appropriating faith. You're telling God, you know, you want to believe, but you're wavering. You haven't taken the step that you're supposed to take. Well, shout me down. And so what you're telling God is that, you know, I don't know if I can trust you here. Don't shout me down. Preaching hard now. See, the just don't live from faith to works. They go from faith to faith. And that's what a lot of people want to get off. They don't want to live by faith. They keep having to trust God. But see, you got to get in that mindset to where the flow of that grace in you is flowing out.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 21 of Mega Grace, The Grace Awakening. There was a great awakening in the Garden of Eden. Adam and Eve were created righteous. We don't have a need to become more righteous. Righteousness cannot be earned, nor can it be forced. It only comes in season. Staying connected to the proper or right force, God, is the only way righteousness can come forth or bring about what the Bible says. Luke 6, verse 43 to 44 says, For a good tree bringeth not forth corrupt fruit, neither doeth a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. For every tree is known by his own fruit. Over time, the fruit reveals the true nature of the tree. We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.